Okay, we're up to Nun Vav Amud Aleph at the top. Omer leKesel Rabbi Yeshua b'Rabbi Chanina, Chananya. Amrisu dechachmisu tuva. People say that you Jews are very smart. Emoli my chazina bechelmoi. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. Omer leChazis to Meshachri loch parsoi. You're going to see that the Persians, the Romans and the Persians had, tension with each other. So you're going to see that the Persians are going to put you to work. The Garbi Boch, the Rei Boch, Shakti, Bechutrid, the Dahava. And they're going to, take shkotzim, different kinds of insects or whatever, and cover you with them with a golden stick. That's exactly what the Loshen is, Rashi. Kesar Melech Romi, V'hoyelo Tagarim Parsim, my chazino, my erev alayla b'chalom. What am I going to see tonight? Meshachri loch parsoi, osim b'cho avodus melech, they're going to put you to work. Kimo lo chamra dechad min hon shacharis, targum of what's it called, I didn't take a donkey from them, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, I didn't take a donkey from them to work with. Loshen chachodim hadbeik l'shachvar l'ishtachvelo. Shachvar is means the authority. They're going to put their authority over you. So he told them an astounding kind of thing, what they're going to do. Here, Kulayom, the whole day he thought about it. L'ursa chos ataka, that night, he saw it in his dream, because that's what he was thinking about the whole day. Omer le Shvur Malko le Shmuel. Shvur Malko said to Shmuel, Amrisu de chachmisu tuva. They say you Jews are very smart. Emali my chazina bechelmoi. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Omer le chazisa, you're going to see the Asuromai, the Romans are going to come. Here again, the opposite. Told the Persians about the Romans. Both of them were concerned about each other. The Shavuloch, they're going to capture you. The Tachni Boch Kushaisa Berechaya, they're going to put you to work in, grinding gates in a mill, in a golden mill to Dahava. So the whole day he thought about it. At night, L'ursa Chazi Bar Chaza, and he saw it at night. One of the Mefarshim says, what's the big Chachma over here? Right, the person sees me here, Hurei Libo. But not everybody is aroused by the same things. So you had to be a Chacham to know the Teva of the person, to tell him what would make an impression on him that he would taka think about so much and have a dream. People don't dream about everything they think about. They dream about the kinds of things that really are on their mind. So you had to know, get into his mind and know what would make him influence him or not. So that took tremendous Chacham. Okay. Rashi. They'll take you into captivity. They're going to force you to grind date pits. Shvur Melech Par. Shvur was the king of Persia. Barhedya Mefasher Chalmehavi. Barhedya was a dream interpreter. Mandi Yoiv Le Agra Mefasher Le Lamayusa. If somebody paid him, he would say a good interpretation. If he didn't pay him, he said a bad interpretation. Like we said, all dreams have the potential to be good or bad, and the dreams at least that are said by what's it called, by shade, or Mareches HaShemayim, things that come through the heavenly things can be interpreted for the good or interpreted for the bad, and pulled for the good or for the bad. So if people paid him, he would say a good interpretation, and if people didn't pay him, he said a bad interpretation. Vayin Rava saw dreams, and from here you see that you're allowed to go to a person who knows how to interpret dreams. And Tosha said before, by Posrei Chalomos, that this is not something that depends on wisdom. It's a power given to various people. Right? Just a power of nature that some people have. Also says Pirish Reed, the Mazel Shas Halei Degorin, Vein Hadover Toli Bechachma. Interpreting dreams doesn't depend on wisdom, depends on a special power that you get when you're born. And some people have it, and some people don't have it. So this Barhead, you had it. So, what?
Is it a love of money, not a. We had a talent,
too. The money depends on its interpretation, not the. No, but that's it. You have to know. know what kind of, the interpretation has to be they aid the chalom. Right? You can't just interpret anything, it'll be turned out good. The interpretation has an effect on the dream, but only if you have an idea what the dream is all about. Then you can pull it to the good or pull it to the bad. If you have no idea of a cloud, just stop saying things won't help. Okay. Any interpretation is not going to help just by itself. It's only an interpretation that could be the interpretation of the dream. Then it could be for the good, it could be for the bad. If you interpret it one way, you bring it into the world in a good way, and another way, you bring it in the bad way. So if you got paid, he would say a good one, and if he didn't get paid, he'd say a bad one. Abaye v'rava chazur chelma, abaye yoiv le'zuzay, rava lo yoiv le. Right? Abaye and Rava had a dream, similar dreams, and they came to have it interpreted. Which you see, l'chari, you'll have to go to a dream interpreter to interpret dreams. And Abaye paid, and Rava didn't pay. Amri le'i, akrinam b'chelma, they said to him, in our dream, we had the following pasuk that we saw. They were saying the pasuk to us, your it's from the Tochacha, your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, and you won't be able to eat from it. That's the end of the pasuk. L'Rava Amar, so he interpreted this in not the simple way, that it's going to be like the Tochacha. And I think the Marsha says the reason he interpreted it the regular way, even for the bad one, was because that would imply that there would be enemies that would come and hurt Klal Yisrael. And he'd be affected by that too. So he didn't want it to be interpreted the simple way, because it would affect him also. So he interpreted it in a non-pshat way, for good for Abaye and bad for Rava. What did he say? L'Rava Omar, Rava didn't pay him, Pasid Iskecha, below a Hanilach. The shore represents a person's Parnasa, right? Rav Tvuos, the Koach Shor. So the Shor is a symbol of Parnasa. Your business is going to go down. He used to be in the wine business of Ayin Rava, we'll see later. So your business is going to, business is going to fail. Just like your Shor is going to be shechted. And you're not going to be able to eat because you're so upset, right? You're not going to be able to eat. So that's what he told him his dream means. L'Abaye Omar, Abaye had the same exact dream. He told him, Marvach Iskecha, your business is going to be so successful, you're going to be so happy, you're not going to care to eat. So you're going to be extra successful and also not want to eat because you don't care. And Ravi told him, you're going to be so miserably a failure, you're not going to be able to eat because you're going to be so sad. Amri Lay, they had another dream. Different time of stamina. Akrin and Boni Mubanos told it. Right, you're going to have, it's also part of the Tochacha, you'll have boys and girls, and they won't be yours, they're going to be taken into captivity. So here again, like the Marsha says, he didn't want to tell him the simple meaning, because that would affect him too. It meant that Goyim are going to come and attack Klal Yisrael. So the Rava Amar Lei, Kivu Shusei, right, so called, to Rava he said, the simple pshat, over here, Taka, it wouldn't affect him, right? L'Abaye Amar Lei Binoch Ubenasoch Nefishe, right? To Abaye he said it's a good thing, right? So to Rav he said simply your children are going to be taken into captivity, right? That didn't affect him necessarily. And to Rav, to Abaye who paid him, he said you're going to have a lot of boys and girls, and your daughters will be married out to what's it called to other men, and they're probably going to go and live with the husband's family. Umedamim be'apach k'deko azlim b'shivya. And it's going to be in your eyes like they were taken away from you. But it'll be al simcha. Your children will get married and they'll go move out. And you're going to consider it like they're in the hands of other people, of other nations. Akaryon, Banechu b'nasecha nesunim la'amachir. Another dream they had was that in the dream they saw them reading the pasuk, Banechu b'nasecha nesunim la'amachir. Your children are going to be given to another nation. L'abaye omer lei bincho b'nasecha nefishim. Right? Your children, you have a lot of boys and girls. At Amras Lekrevach, the He Amra Lekrevach. You're going to say, I want to marry my children to my relatives, and your wife's going to say that she wants to marry them to her relatives. Ma'achviloch, and she'll force you. The Ahavis Lahon Lekrevach, you're going to give them over to her relatives. Ma'avikamacher, and your eyes are going to be like they're given over to a strange nation, right? To your wife's relatives. But it's going to be all simcha, all positive things. Rava Amar Lei Devisu Shchiva Ba'asu Banyo Bansei Lidei Itzach Risa. And to Ravi, he said, your wife's going to die, and you're going to have to marry another woman who's going to be a stepmother, and your children are going to be in the hands of a stepmother. It's like being your children given over to another nation. What does Taka mean? That your children will be given over to another nation? This is a stepmother. Right? As if the children are given over to another nation because not their mother, and it's hard for them to get along together. Rashi. Seed iskicha, tiskalkel pragmatia shalcha. Your business is going to fail. Right, and your stock is going to get it ruined. Again, they were wine dealers. Because you're going to be so upset, nothing will taste good to you. You're not going to want to eat. To Abayi, he said, you're going to be so successful, your business is going to be so successful, you're going to be so happy, you won't want to eat. Your simcha will fill you up. Vehi ishtecha, we didn't get her yet. She'll want to marry them to her relatives. Okay, let's go on. Akrinam bechelman leich echol besimcha lachmecha. Said we saw in our dream that they said the pasuk to us, go and eat your bread besimcha. Labaya omer le mirvach ishtecha, your business will be so successful. The ochalta v'shasisa. The karisa psuka mechedva. You'll eat and drink and read this pasuk out of simcha. The Marsha says this doesn't really fit in with the whole thing because it doesn't have any hint over here to anything about a business being what's it called. It just says leich echo besimcha, and you'll say this pasuk. So he said what happened over here was that they forgot the dream, but they remembered in the dream whatever the first part of the dream was. In the end of the dream, they were told go and eat your bread besimcha. So Barhedya told them the first part of the dream was that your business will be successful, and the last part of the dream was they told you because of that go and eat your bread besimcha. LaRava Omarle Pasid Iskicha. Rava said your business is going to be miserably a failure, and Tavachta Veloachalta Vishasisa, right? And you're going to what's it called Shecht and not be able to eat and drink. And the karis lepuche pal. You're going to read this pasuk in order to take away your sorrow. So you're going to in the end of the dream, they told you go and eat your bread besimcha, meaning say this pasuk to make yourself feel a little bit better for comfort, because you're going to need the comfort. So it's going to be bad. You're going to need the comfort. Akrinan. So they told him another time. I don't think this is all the same time, the same dream, right? Zera rav totsi hasada. Right, we saw the pasuk in our dream that the field will bring a lot of seed. Okay, the field will produce a lot of seed. Labai omer le mireisha. And the end of the pasuk is zera rav totsi asada, and ma'at you're only going to gather in a little bit. You'll put a lot of seed into the ground, and only a little bit will grow. That's the end of the pasuk. It's also part of the tochacha. To Abaya, he said, the main thing is the first part of the pasuk. You're going to, what's it called, have a lot of seed created from your field. Now, in other words, you'll be successful. It'll be a good crop. L'Rava Amar Lei Miseitha. And Rava, he said, the end. That taka won't produce too much. You put a lot of seed into the ground, nothing will come up. Akrina Zeisin Yulecha V'chol V'lecha. Right? Next, another part of the tochacha. You'll have a tremendous amount of olives, and you won't eat it because either the locusts will eat it up or your enemy will eat it up. Two different pshat and what it says. Ki yochlenu hatzlautzal. Some say tzlautzal is a locust, and some say it means an enemy. The hordes will come and destroy your olive trees. So labayi omer lemireisha. Abayi said from the beginning of the pasuk, you'll have a lot of olive trees. And to Rava, he said from the end of the pasuk, right, your olive trees are going to be destroyed by locusts or whatever. L'Rava omer lemiseifa. You saw in the dream they were telling you, go eat and be happy, that you should say that pasuk to comfort yourself because you need the comforting. Right? The field will produce a lot of seed. Right? Okay, it said they saw the pasuk in their dream that all of the world will see. What's it called? See your greatness, right? And the Gemara says it's talking about Tfilin Shebarosh, and they'll be afraid of you. So Labaya Omerle Nofach Loch Shma Duresh Mesifta Havis Eim Scha Nofal Bialma. So to Abaya he said, your dream means that you're going to become a Rosh Hashiva, and everybody's going to be afraid of you. They're going to have awe of you, right? They have covet for you. So that what it means. All the world will see how great you are, and they'll be afraid of you. Means you're going to become a Rosh Hashiva. La Rava Amarle Bidaina Damalka Idbar, right? The king had something that was broken. Somebody broke into his safe where he keeps all of his jewelry, right? And they're gonna arrest you, right, on suspicion of robbery. And everybody's going to say, what's it called? Wow, if Rava could be suspected, right, we better be careful too. So everybody's going to be afraid because of you. Okay. Lamachar isber b'dayna de malka. The next day, Taka, somebody broke into the king's safe. And somebody was malshin on Rava, and they went and took Rava into custody to question him about the robbery. Rashi, b'dayna de malka. This is the treasure house or the safe where the king keeps his jewelry. Yishaver will be broken into. Al yidei ganavim. The alilu lechem, people will be malshin. They'll make a false claim against you. Lomer shatogin aftam, that you stole it. So people will say when you're arrested, they're going to get scared because if you could be arrested, right? Everybody can be suspected. If Rava nechshad, kol shekein shiach shedunu. If they suspect Rava, they surely could suspect us. Zeh v'yiru nech. Everybody be afraid of you, but not for good, for the bad. Amri le chazon chosa al pumdoni. They told him we saw some chazeres. What's it called? Some horseradish. Yeah, no, chosa is what's it? Lettuce. We saw lettuce on a barrel. Okay, that was what we saw in the dream. Right? I don't know, Rabbi and Rabbi had the same dreams all the time. Also, we saw lettuce on a barrel. Labaya omerle ayif isticho kechasa. Your business will be, what's it called, successful, like lettuce, which is wide. What's it called? It'll widen and broaden. Your business is going to broaden like the broad leaves of lettuce. That's what it means. The Rava Amarle Mor Iskucha. The reason on the barrel, because they were in the wine business. So the barrel signified their parnasa. So he saw lettuce on a wine barrel. So he said that means that your business is going to spread out like lettuce. The Rava Amarle Mor Iskucha. Your business is going to be as bitter as lettuce. Right? Lettuce is bitter when it starts to grow. So your business is going to be bitter like lettuce. Amri le chazan bisra al pumdani. We saw meat on the barrels. Again, the wine barrels. So it has something to do with their parnasa. Labaya omer le bosim chamorcha. Va'asu kule alma lemizban bisra. V'chamra minoch. Right? Your wine is going to be very, very good. And the whole world's going to come to buy meat and wine from you. So it's a good sign. The meat is on the wine to show the wine is going to be very good, and people are going to come to buy meat and wine from you. The Rava Amar Le Takif Chamrach, right? Your wine is going to turn sour. It's going to turn to vinegar. Also Kuliyam Le Mizmin Bisra Le Mechel Bay, and people are going to come to buy meat from you so they can eat it with the vinegar, right? But the vinegar is going to be worth a fraction of what the wine's worth. Amri le chazan chavisa de tali bedikla. They said we saw a barrel of wine hanging from a tree, from a palm tree. Labaya omer le midli ischa kedikla. So Tobiah, he said, your business will elevated like a palm tree. La Rava omer le choli ischa ketamri. Right, the Rava, he said, your business will be sick like dates. Dates, I guess, are what's it called? Chol yiskecha, muscle, kolomer, shetitein schorascha bezol. your, what's it called, your business is going to be sweet to people because they're going to come and buy cheap, right? You're going to be a nice place to do business because you're not going to, your wine's going to be very cheap. Okay, Amri Le, let's see Rashi till here. Chosa Chazeres. Ayit Iskecha, Kofu Bereva Kechazeres, Yirachava Kfula. Your business is going to be sprouting wide. Right, it's going to spread out like the leaves of lettuce. Mor iskecha soni lechol. Umar yas horisholcha. Your business will be bitter to people. People aren't going to come buy by you just like lettuce is bitter. Chavisa heim hayu mistakrim b'yayin. So Rashi says the whole idea over here, why they saw these things on a barrel, because they were in the wine business. Choli iskecha mosok. Your business will be very sweet. Kolomer shetitein schorosko b'zol. People are going to come to get buy from you because you're going to have to sell cheap. Okay. Amri Le, they said to him, Chazon Rumana Dekadche Apum Doni. Okay, we saw, what's it called? I don't know what this Rumana is 100%. Something that grew on the barrel. Okay, some kind of plant. La Baya Omerle, Oshik Iskechok Rumana. Right? Your business will be, what you sell will be very expensive, right? Like a rumana. What's rumana?
Rimon.
A rimon? Ah, okay. So, what's it called? Your business will be, will be expensive like a rimon. Anyway, rimon's expensive.
Well, plentiful,
maybe. What?
Maybe plentiful
like a rimon has three seeds. Yeah. Could be. L'rava amr le kavi iskecha kerimona, right? A rimon is acidic. Your business is going to be bitter, acidic, like a rimon. Okay. Amri le, they said to him another time, chazun chadisa denofa lebira. We saw a barrel fall into a bore. Okay. L'abai amr le mitboy iskecha, right? People are going to be looking for you, right? They're going to look to do business with you. Right? Kid Omar Nuffle piece of the bira, the lowish takah. Like people say, my bread fell into the bore, I can't find it, and they'll be looking for it. So the fact that your barrel fell into a bore is a good sign. People are gonna be looking for you. Right? They're gonna be running after you for business. The Rava Omar Le Pasit is Khavashadi Le Labira. And to Rava he said your business is gonna go down the hole, right? Down the tubes. And that's what it means. Right, your wine is going to fall into a bore. Right, your business is going to go down the tubes. Omri Le, they said to him another time, Chazinon Bar Chamra Dekoya Aizdan. They know it. We saw a young donkey, okay, standing by our head, and I guess they were lying down, and the donkey was standing by their head and braying. Abaya Omer Le Malka Havis the Koy Amora Aloch. Right, so Abaya he said, you're going to be Rosh Hashiva, and you're going to have an Amora, person who gives your shear over, like they used to have, what's it called, Maturgiman, who's going to, what's it called, give over your shear. So you're going to be standing there, and the donkey is going to be braying, right, and saying over the shear that you're telling him. So the donkey represented the Maturgiman, and it was by his head where he was going to be telling him the shear to say over. L'Rava Amar Le Peter Chamor Goyit Mitfilcha. So Rava, he said, in your tefillin, the word Peter Chamor is erased. Amar Le Lididi Chazi Li Ve'isei. He says, not true. I looked at my tefillin, and the word Peter Chamor, which is in the parish of Kaddishli called Bechor, right? Cho Peter Chamor Tifte Beseh. I saw it there. Amar Le Vav De Peter Chamor Vade Goyit. The vav has been erased. Okay, so some say mitfilcha is from your tefillin. So some say that the Marsha says this doesn't fit. No. Somebody else says this. Maki Talum, I think. Second, yeah. Who says this? The Smichas Chachamim says it. He says, what's it called? Peter Chamor. They saw what's it called? This Chamor or whatever. So he said you can't have a dream about what your tefillin are like. I mean, that's not something that changed. It's something that wasn't before. Right? So, what if they showed him in a dream that the vav is still in there? So he says, mean something else. What he means, he says, is the following. He said the word chamor, he darshaned for abaya, to mean a Rosh Tevos. The Rosh Tevos, chocham mufla v'rav rabbana. That's chamor, right? You are going to be a chocham mufla, and you're going to be a Rosh Hashiva, v'rav rabbana. You'll teach rabbana, you'll be the teacher. To Rava, he said, the chamor, your chamor is missing the vav. You'll be a chacham mufla, but you're not going to be a shiva. You're not going to be v'rav rabbana. Your vav is erased. That's what he meant. Right? So he was telling him in a cryptic way that he wouldn't be like Abaya. He wasn't going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Abaya was going to be, right? And from your chamor, which has the hint of chacham mufla, v'rav rabbana, and your the vav is erased from your chamor. L'sof ozel Rava l'chudei l'gadei. After this, Rava went himself. Abaya stopped dreaming, right? And Rava, went alone. Omer le chazoi dosha braisa denofa. I saw that my outside door fell down. Okay? Omer le ishtecha shchava. Your wife's going to die. Right? She's like the outside door of the house. See Rashi? Dekadchi godly, this Rimon grew on the barrel. Oshik is chobiyoker timkareno, kamo oshik legaboch. The Rimon, like you said, probably that's the idea, has a lot of seeds, so your business is going to, you're going to sell things, for a lot of money. Rav Amar le kavi yiskecha, loshin kihui, hakol yisnu, it's going to be acidic. People are going to be bitter to people, like a Rimon is acidic. People are going to run after your business just like they go to look for something that falls into a bore. It says Yaakov put the stone by his head. The targum of that is asdohi. So asdohi means by your head. So he dreamt that he had a donkey braying by his head. Malka havis Rosh Hashiva, hadoresh drashos. You're going to be a Rosh Hashiva who gives drashos. The Turgaman omein olav ba'amora, right? Lashmiya b'kol ram l'rabim k'kol chamor anoim. And you're going to have this person to give over your shear, right, in a loud voice to the tzibur, like a donkey braying at your head. Vov de petr chamor goit mitzvilcha, the parshas v'hoya kiviyacha, the chol petr chamor tifte b'seh, the huchasr vov, right? The word Petr Chamor is written in the Torah without a vav, and the person who wrote your tefillin wrote it with a vav and erased it. Okay. Dosha Braisa, Delas Chitzon Shavais, the outside door of the house he saw fell down. Itzchamesa, Hashomeres Habayis. Your wife is the Shomeres Habayis, like the door, and she's going to die. Omar le chazi chazi kochi b'shoni denosar. I saw that my teeth and my gums fell out. Okay, my molar, my inside teeth, molars. Rashi kochi shinaim apnimi oshikorin meshilari. Whatever, those are molars. Your inside, teeth. Okay. So Omar le b'incho v'nosecha shachman. Your children are going to die. That's what the simon of your teeth falling out. Omar le, chazoi tarti yonei de porchen. He said, I saw in my dream two doves flying away. Omar le, tre noshi migarshes. You're going to divorce two wives. Omar le, chazoi tre garglide de lifta. Right? I saw two turnips with big, wide tops. Omar le, tre kulfe bolasa. Somebody's going to beat you up with two bakas. Right, you're going to get hit with a stick.
A club,
that's the word. A club, twice. Also, Rav, Ahu Yoma, so that day that he had this dream, Rav went, the Yosef Beis Medrash, right, and he went to the Beis Medrash, Kule Yoma Ashka Chano Tre Sagi Nore Davi Kamatsu Bahadadi Adadi. Every day there was these two blind people who used to fight outside the Beis Medrash. Also, Rava the Farkune. So Rava went to stop them, to separate them. Umachu the Rava trade dole, right? Tray. They hit him twice. Dalu the Chuyachri, he's saying they went, they picked up the club, they hit him a third time. Ovar Mistaya trade Chazoy. I only saw two of these turrets, right? It's enough already, what's it called? I got my two already, but don't give me a three. The Sof Asa Rav of Yodhiyagra. The end, Rava paid him. Ovar Lay, Chazoy Ashisa the Dothal. So then, after he paid him, he told me another dream. I saw that my wall fell down. See Rashi. Tarte Noshi Megarshta, Sheishto Shal Adam Kruya Yoda. Woman's called, wife is called a dove. Nechsiv Yonasi Samosi. And Shirashirin compares a wife to a dove. Train Kufi Bolata, Makas Makal Av, a club. That's a thick stick. Right? You're going to get hit with a thick stick in your head. Karashi Liftos, just like the top of a turnip. No Rashi. Okay, so what's it called? So my wall fell down. So he said, Omerlei, Nechasim Belo Mitzorim Kanisa. You're going to buy, what's it called, have property that has no limits. Just like the wall fell down, means your limitations will be taken away. Omerlei, Chazoy Apadna D'Abaye D'Dotham. The Kasyan Atke. I saw that Abaye's house fell down, and it was covered with dust. Omerlei, Abaye Shachiv. Abaye is going to die. The Sifte Asi L'Gaboch, and his yeshiva is going to come to you. You're going to Yarish in his yeshiva. Now he's getting good interpretations. Omerlei Chazoy Apanda Didina Nafa. Vasu Kule Alma Shokel Levenosa Levenosa. I saw that my house fell down. Everybody came and took bricks from the house. Omerlei Shmaitzoch Mevad Rabbi Alma. People are going to come and learn your Torah. Your Torah is going to be spread out in the whole world. People are going to come to grab your Torah. Rashi, Bola below Mitzorim, Nachla below Mitzorim, Klomer Karkos, Rechavim Rav, you're going to have a lot of land without limits. The Kasyanav, Te Kisi Ofra Porea, the Mapolis Achoma, the wall fell down and all the dust or whatever covered it. The dust, we're not getting it. Omer Lay, so he said, I have another dream. Chazoy de Ivka Reishi, the Nosser Mokri. I saw that my head was split open and my brains fell out. Omerlei, Udra mi beisad yanofik. Rashi, v'nosher mokri, nosher mocho. I saw that my head was split open and my brains fell out. Udra mi beisad yanofik, yotzim bin hakar shimurashosa. It means your pillow is going to burst. And the stuffing is going to come out. Could have said much worse than that, but that's what it means, okay? Omer le'akaryun halola mitzro v'chelma. He said, I saw we were saying halal. Halal ha-mitzri, which is not, obviously Rashi says halal ha-godl, not the hodu la-shem kitov, that's called halal ha-godl. Halal ha-mitzri is what we call halal. Omer le'nisa mitzrach shalach. Nisa are going to happen to you. Miracles are going to happen, just like it is with Rashi. Have you also the Hadeva Arva? So now Rava was traveling on a boat with Barhedya, with this dream interpreter. Omar Bahadigavra Misrachish Lenisa Lovely. Right? Bahade. So Barhedya, they were on the boat when he told him this interpretation of his dream. So Barhedya said, miracles are gonna happen to Rava. Why do I have to be in the same place as him? That means he's gonna need miracles. That means the boat's probably gonna sink. He's gonna be saved in a miracle. What's gonna happen to me? So he said, I better get off the boat. Bahade de Kosolik, so he fast, right, got off the boat. Nofel Sifra Mine. As he was running away from the boat, a book fell out of his pocket. Ashkeche Rava, and Rava picked it up. The Chazad Aviksibbe Kolachalom Osokolach Rape. He found in the book, it says, all dreams go after how you interpret them. Okay, and the Marsha says, who says this? Who says this? I think the Marsha says it. That Rava knew this also, but he didn't know that Barhedya knew it. And he thought that Barhedya was just saying whatever he got. He had this power to interpret dreams. Whatever fell into his head, for Rava, he said this way, he didn't think he was doing it on purpose. He didn't think he knew that, the dreams go after. He thought that this was some other power that he had. Now he found the book, and it says in the book, Beferish, the dreams will follow the way you interpret them. Then he realized that Barhedya was taking revenge on him because he didn't pay him. Right? Omar Rosha, Bididoch Kaima, you're the one who caused this all on me. because of your interpretations, right? Vitsi Artin, Kule Hai, you made me such sorrows. Kula Machilalach, Hamoch, all of them. Barbi Barti Rav Chista, except for my wife, Rav Chista's daughter, who you killed with your interpretation. He said, they say the pshat is that I can be mochel for my tsar, but for Rav Chista, he lost his daughter. I can be mochel that you killed my wife, but that you killed Rav Chista's daughter, he can't be mochel you. I can't be mochel you for him. Yehi rava de libsara hu gavrili de malchusa de lo ramach mi alei. Because all the tsars you gave me, should the Rebbe Shalom should give you over into the hands of your our enemies, and they should be Messiah you like you're Messiah me. Omer my avid, gemire de killas chacham afilu b'chidam hibo. What am I going to do? A klal of a chacham comes even for no purpose, even if I don't deserve it. And here I do deserve it, right? So what's going to happen to me? Kol shekein rava, the badina kalayit. He cursed me rightfully. I really gave him tzaras. Omer eku the igli. I'll go into Golis. The Omer Mar Golis Mechaperis Avam. Golis is Mechaper. So I'll go into Golis and maybe that'll be Mechaper. Kom Goli Lebe Roboy. He went to by the Romans. Ozel Yosu Apischa Deresh Kurzina de Malka. So he sat by the opening of the home of the Turzina de Malka. This is some kind of what's it called? Shomer, the guy who guarded the king's wardrobe. Okay, the guard of the king's wardrobe. Reish Turzina Chazachelmas. This guy had a dream. Okay, and Barhedya, the Chara will see, tried to learn a lesson from what happened with Rava. He said, I had a dream that I had a needle go through my finger. Omerle Havli Zuza, give me some money, right? And I'll tell you what the dream means. Below Yoivle. They didn't give any money. Below Omerle Lomidis. He kept quiet. Right, he learned already that to take revenge on people, right, and tell them, so he didn't want to tell them a good interpretation, but he didn't tell them any interpretation. Just leave it. Omerle chazoy de nofel tichla betartin es bose. I saw that, what's it called, that, let's say, a worm got into two of my fingers. Omerle havli zuze, give me a zuz. Lo yoivli, he didn't pay him. Velo omerle, he didn't tell him anything. Omerle chazoy de nofel tichla bekula yoni. The worms were in my whole hand. Omerle nofel tichla bekula shiroi. He said, okay, I'll tell you what it means. It means that all the clothing that you're guarding for the king, right, became wormy. They're all being eaten up. Shame bimalka. So they heard in the king's home that all his wardrobe was eaten up, and this guy's supposed to be guarding it. So asu l'reish turzina kokatlile. So they killed the shomer. Right? He didn't do his job. Omerle ano amai aisu lahai the haviyada velo omar. Right? So they said to him, what's it called? Why did it come to this? It probably was that when they brought the shomer before the king, he started saying, well, I had these dreams and he didn't tell me. If he would have told me, I would have gone and checked. So he told me in the end that already happened afterwards. So they brought Barhedya, and they said to the king said to him, what's it called? Omerle, amtu zuza dido harbu shirai, because you didn't get paid, all my clothing, the king said, is destroyed. Shirai de Malka, kafisu trein arze bechavla, osur chad kari lechad, arze bechad kari lechad. They put him between two trees, they bent the trees down, tied one of his legs to one tree, one other leg to the other tree, visharu lechavla, and they tied the trees down, they cut the string, and they, what's it called, dissected him into two. Adid stolek reshe, until he, what's it called, he was dismembered in half, and his head fell off. Also, kol chad v'chad v'kom adufei, each tree went back to where it was, it's stalik, the nofel betrayed, and he was pulled apart in half. Halol Mitzra, Halol Shanu Kor B'Pesach, L'Fishyesh Halol Acher Akori Halol Agodol, Kor Uzeh Halol Mitzri. Nisa Mitzrachish, lot of nation is going to happen to you. Sha'al Yidei Nisim Nikra Nisa, that's why it's called Nisa. Sha'al Kol Tzora Habol Yisrael, Omer Moshe Al Gulasa. Right, the Halol is said for Nisim. Havi Ko'azu, Bar Hedya, Behadei Derava, Be'arva Beslina. They were traveling together on a boat. Over Bahadi Gavin Misrachis Lagisa Lomali, Sheva Khan Yerolo Hadesh, Titba Hasvina, but who you know so. Maybe the nation's gonna happen to him here, the boat's gonna sink, and I'm gonna sink with it. He's gonna have a nation happen. Vididoch Kaima Bachu Tali Apisar. I see in the book, you know that it depends on how you translate interpret the dream. Im the Tov, Im the Rav, a fact in the Rav. You said bad interpretations for me. Ishto Surava Basrav Chizka Haisa. Torzino de Malka Shomer Otsur Hamelech. Rashi says, Otsur Hamelech on the side says the king's wardrobe. Nachal Tichla Tola, a word. She ride the Malka Be'ilim Shal Hamelech, and all the king's clothing was destroyed with these words. The Itzdalik, Nechlik Lishnai. Itzdalik means he was divided into two. The Dumasim Avarotam, the Tzalki Mitzlach.